This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Those of you that are regular listeners, you know how hard it is to get an A-lister. And we've been teasing you, promising, and it came through. We got through his people because he's got people. He's earned that. Sought after guests. And a man that's following a hot basketball team. Now, Coach Naki, and Coach, my bad, man. You gave me an open book, and I said, I just picked it. And you gave me a window, and that's so. I'm so proud of you being versatile and being able to take my shots, my no-look pass, and you caught it. But thank you for joining us. And you and Johnny, I'm telling you what, you and Johnny, man, and Walter, it's a thrill. I've been there before, know what it's like to work with brothers and have a good product. How much fun is it this season for you so far?
I mean, it's great, and it's made even better when the team is good, Doc, you know, and playing well, and you know that. I mean, it's you get spoiled rotten just having the job, period. But then when the team is rolling and you get, you know, the mojo working, it makes it extra special for sure.
And we talk, you know, picks, and everybody knows how we feel about Burgundy and Gold. But this is a Hoops DNA area, and to have kids come out of here young and to see, like, young men like Queen, how do you get that good this early?
You know, that's a good question, Doc. And some of the things that he does are, you know, just so innate. You know, I mean, either you're born with it or you're not. And you know, I think the same applies for pretty much any sport. When you see a guy with feel, it really stands out. You know, hands. You recognize it, you see it. And the hands, I mean, he's got the physical tools, but the feel for the game, you know, and the things he does are just, sometimes you just feel like that's not something he was necessarily taught. I mean, I think he has to be unselfish by nature to be able to make a lot of the plays he does. But, special kid, and he is like the team, you know, on kind of a special little run right now.
Yeah, and I think it all bases up. You got to have a leadership in that. I think Reese provides that. But this team, again, with new pieces, gelling, I mean, Coach deserves all the credit in the world. But you know what it's like. You've played it. You've coached it. When you know you're good and the competition around you is intense, you know you have to be that night in and night out. And that's the thing that separates teams. This team seems to get it. That it's got to be consistent.
Yeah, and I think to your point about Reese, you know, it's the Big Ten. You know, this is not for the weak of heart. You know, and one of the things that Julian seems to understand more now more than ever. First of all, the clock is ticking, right? I mean, mm-hmm. He's a senior. He's down to his last handful of games now, and he's playing like it. He plays like he respects that and respects the last of this opportunity he's been given. And I think that. In you know, with Derek Queen doing what he's doing, and of course the guards they brought in have all had really good years. I think what's gone lost on a lot of people is the year that Julian has had, that Juju has had, you know, inside. And he had one stinker against Rutgers, didn't play well, but he got in early foul trouble. But for the most part, he's been as consistent as anybody on the team. And for a big guy and for an older guy to be that consistent in that way, you know, it's one of those things that it transcends. It goes through the lineup. You know, guys see that and respect that. And, you know, it's an older group of guys that's playing at a high level right now, and Reese is a big part of it. We've got some big games left as well. It's nice to be home for another week, Thursday night, and then again next week against the Fighting Izzos for Michigan State. So we got some opportunities to make even more noise. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Izzo, you know, hit another landmark. It seems like these guys now, every time they go out, they hit another landmark. Have you settled in on this Big Ten thing yet? I mean, is it normal yet? Or how long will that take? Or will it ever sink in?
You know what, man? I have no choice. So I got it. You either deal with it and understand it and get it. You know, the one thing that I struggle with, just because, you know, you get used to a certain way of doing things, and up until the expansion with the Bruins and USC, and then of course Oregon and Washington, up to that point, Nebraska was our furthest trip west, and that's not a bad trip, particularly coming back. It's not too bad a trip, but you know, when you go up to the Northwest, and you got, I mean, when we flew out, I mean, Doc, it was just a comedy of errors or issues. So we had this, because of the weather systems, there were tremendous headwinds. You know, the jet stream would drop low, so we actually had to stop in Omaha on our way out to fuel, right? So that adds another hour plus to the trip. Then we go out, we lose to Washington and Oregon, so that sucks in and of itself. But we're trying to get home after the Oregon game, and that's when the snowstorm hit, right after you know, the first week of January. So we had to spend another day out there, and Eugene, Oregon, I guess would be a great place to go to school. It's not a lot of fun. It's not a fun place to get stuck in for an extra 24 hours or so, but I realize these are first world problems. Yeah, you adjust to that. I'm looking forward. Next year, we'll be sent out to Southern California to play USC and UCLA. I'm looking a lot more forward to that part of it than what we got this year with Washington and Oregon.
Yeah, there are a lot of changes, and I know people are not going to feel sorry for anybody in that, and I'm not sure they should or whatever, but I think for the betterment of the game, it's the growth of it, it's interesting. I mean, that's all I'm going to say about it, that because with the technology now and your ability to study with tablets, and as long as you have Wi-Fi, you can get a lot accomplished, but again, easier said than done. That's all I'm going to say, because I know a lot of people on the West Coast, they're bitching about it.
Well, I tell you what, Doc, I mean, honestly, it's a lot harder for them, you know, traveling west to east, and I recognize that, and I know that, you know, Cronin was, you know, was bitching a lot in January about UCLA's schedule, and if you looked at it, I don't care for his act sometimes, but he had some really valid points. You know, I mean, it's hard to argue with some of the stuff he brought up. But I mean, if you're making a schedule, and I realize a lot of it is done by computer and, you know, certain algorithms and stuff, and there's a lot that goes into making a schedule for a coast-to-coast conference. It's hard to keep everybody happy, man. You know, it's a pretty tough task.
When you look at as a whole, this NBA All-Star, I don't want to call it a game or a mess or whatever it is, but how do you, from the outside looking in, did you check any of it out? Do you have any suggestions or solutions to this? I don't know if there is a fix for it.
I think I'm out on it, Doc. I mean, I've been out on it. First, we played Iowa last night, a 5 o'clock game. So right. Really, you know, I was kind of out of pocket for it. Right. But had I been home, you know, I might have been watching Fixer Upper or something. I have no interest in watching guys, you know, basically just Cadillac it through a game. And
I watch you guys, and I watch Uncle Drew. I mean, I just couldn't. It was not even a tension viewing for me anymore.
Yeah, which is sad. But you have to do something to have these guys actually compete. And one of the things that, you know, like if you go to a NBA playoff game and you're fortunate enough to sit court level or close to it, you just can't believe the level of competitiveness combined with the level of athleticism. It's jaw-dropping, you know, and that's the game at its best. And this is the game at its worst. You know, where guys aren't playing hard. They're not competing against each other. It's very much a love fest kind of a thing. I have no interest in watching something like that. That's just, it goes counter to kind of the way, you know, I think most of us were taught to play and compete in games. And in terms of how you fix it, I'm also out on, now I was pretty intrigued by the dunk that McClung had to win it. And that was pretty, startling. But yeah, for the most part, I have no, it's played out to me. It's just all another year of the same stuff, and I know they're not doing it to appeal to me. You know, I get it. There's a completely different demographic that I guess they're trying to appeal to, but the game itself I have absolutely no interest in it the way it's currently constructed. Yeah.
Chris Nocke joining us here, DOC in heavy metal in for B. Mitch and Finley. I mean, the women's game, and I don't know, C-Knock, I know Brenda Freeze, we know the program's built and her her greatness in that. UConn beat South Carolina by 30. But it ended a 71-game home winning streak by the Gamecocks.
I watched the first half of that before I went to College Park, and because you know one of my former players, Tim Fudd, his daughter Azy plays for UConn, so I keep an eye on her and what she's doing. And there was a lot of hype leading up to that, you know, to the game, obviously. And one of the things that just jumped off the screen, watching some of the pregame and some of that first half, that is an unbelievable crowd. Wow. And I remember watching Iowa when they really got it going with Caitlin Clark. And, of course, it's a little different animal. I mean, Iowa City is a real college town, you know, and Columbia is a little bit, you know, is a bigger it's a capital, you know. It's a little different animal. But when you watch it get going, and whether it's men's or women's, it's so exciting to see. There's nothing like college sports done right. And I know they got their tails kicked. I know it wasn't a good day for Coach Staley, and it ended up being a great day for UConn. But I just love seeing the game represented like that, you know, with that kind of interest and that kind of fervor and fandom. I mean, that's phenomenal.
No, you got a little burgundy and gold in your back pocket. And
sure do.
Myles Garrett, are you thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm thumbs up. Yeah. You know what? Doc, I am really good at spending other people's money. That's what, you know, and I know what it costs, and it's not just money. You're going to have to, you know, give up something. But to me, I mean, he's a game changer. He's a defensive player of the year level player. In a perfect world, you get maybe a Godwin for offense, Myles Garrett for defense, you know, and those are some pretty significant upgrades. Now, you need help on the lines. You know, you got to do something on both lines, I guess, but maybe that's a draft issue. Maybe that's something you can address, via the draft.
Well, look at this.
Are you thumbs up or thumbs down? Curious.
Oh, I'm thumbs up. I think it's such a strategic piece. Because you can't have him in the division as a foe. In other words, I have to block Philly's ability to even improve beyond what you think is imaginable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well put.
And because to me, Howie Roseman's ability, see, they could super stack it. Because if I, first of all, I would appeal to him personally if I'm the Eagles. And go, you can make all the money in the world, but you said you wanted to be a champion, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going to win quickest at? What's your shortest route to a Lombardi? It's to join this mob. But,
yeah. Then again, Doc, the window shrinks for Garrett, right, in terms of his ability to make as much money as he can possibly make. I think he's going to try and balance that, you know, walk that line a little bit.
Well, you can't have both. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Maybe that's,
and you know this as an adult, that you're going to make the money as a champion on the back end. He's already been in Cleveland. He's already paid his dues. You and I speaking as older people. Yeah, I'd go to Philadelphia with a bus ticket. And go to get me, and I'd join the gang. And go ahead and get me a Lombardi. But he won't do it. He probably won't do it. You're right. You think like a young person.
Yeah, I think there's too much vanity tied up in the paycheck for these guys,
Then we got a chance.
Maybe I'm talking it into existence. You know, maybe I'm trying to talk it into existence.
Yeah, so, then we have a chance.
But I would never do it.
If I'm him,
yeah.
I'm joining the Hell's Angels. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, but I'm two thumbs up. If you got a chance, you go pitch it.
I think we have to make it priority one, because it kills. It's almost like a vaccine. If what it cures, we need linebacker help and we need secondary help and we need to control the clock. He does all that.
Yeah.
All that one pill cures it all. If not, I got to get three different pieces.
Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how else you can view it. I really don't. And I know this audience will show me that before 2 p.m. today, Eastern Standard Time. But somebody's got to convince me of that. You have these deficiencies that are glaring, but you can compete with this person in your division. And I'm going, the worst thing that could happen is it if you let Howie Roseman beat you to the prize. He beat you to the prize, that's going to be a tough one. Unless...
Or anybody in the NFC. Philly is obviously a dagger. I mean, that is an absolute dagger if he goes there. Yeah, yeah. But
I know people will say Dallas and we'll start laughing. But the bottom line is that 11 and 95, how you going to block them?
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, that's good. Coach, man, always a thrill, man. Thank you so much for squeezing us
anytime,
on your calendar.
Doc.
And I'll give you the best to B. Mitch and Finley.
I appreciate it, man. Good hearing from you.
You got it, brother. Man, nothing but love for you. Coach Nockey's always there, man. He never, ever, ever big times his boy, man. Always gives me some love. Appreciate that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. And you know what we do, man? We always find a way to light things up and make it happen, because we don't know how not to do it. And we are very thankful and courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Thank you so much for providing, Brother Nockey. Back in a moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toby Altizer, youngest in charge. He'll be getting ready. Pitchers, catchers. He'll be putting on his seam head cap pretty soon, and it'll be good. Shout out once again goes to Coach Naki. That was a lot of fun. Speaking of baseball, Shohei Ohtani, for Love You Blue fans, will be on the bump. Spring training for the Dodgers, it's going to be interesting. I just hope that health is on his side. Be interesting to see this dude pitching and hitting again. It's an amazing, amazing story. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Bonesy K9 from Southeast. Welcome to B. Mitch and Finley.
Shout out to my main man, Heavy Metal Chris. Shout out to you, Doc. Shout out to all the canines. And shout out to all the lukewarm canines. JYB, you know. But, you know, man, I think everything will work itself out. And like you said, man, you know, Myles Garrett is a game changer, man, you know. And more that I play the take back, you know. I think I come to the conclusion, man, that, man, yeah, we really need to make a move and get Myles Garrett. You understand? Because, see, by the fact that we got JD5, right, you understand? JD5 is a game changer, you understand? So we're not going to be getting no early draft picks no more in the next couple of years, you understand? So we can give up two of these draft picks and two of these guys, man, that's on this front offensive, I mean this front defensive line, man, you know, we got some stuff to make, you know, to make available so that we can get Myles Garrett, because we definitely need a game changer on that defensive side. We have no game changer on that defensive side. Myles Garrett, as you say, will help out the linebacker core and the secondary, you know. And I'm going to trust that Adam Peters already knows this. So all my canine and lukewarm canine people, calm down. We're going to take care of this. Everything's going to get taken care of. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys, man. Peace.
Appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it is, we have to get used to having competent adult supervision. And we just have to become, that's why I'm trying not to make a real big thing out of it. I just need to state a fact for 4 hours, making a point hosting a show, that I don't want to make this casual. I think this is important for a number of reasons. And if you listen to the show on a regular basis, B. Mitch and Finley and the boys, they've done a great job of outlining this, because his presence checks so many other boxes. That's how good he is. And that's what happens, because pressure, not only does it burst pipes, but it helps the secondary, it helps linebacker, it helps everything. And who does he remind you of? That's when you know you're talking about a badass. Who's his comp? Yeah, I know.
Crickets.
I knew there'd be no response.
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah, that's there you go, crickets. Yeah, who's the response? I'm not against wide receivers. Love them. There's just so many of them now that I don't have to get all excited about them. Back in the day, you say Jerry Rice, James Arthur, and all, there was a pause between them. Now I go Myles Garrett. And who's in the room with him? I know nobody, for that most part. Immediately. Now, Hutchinson hurt. Understand that. Now, Watt? Yeah, he in the room. Watt in the room. Cosby, he could be in the room.
What about Micah?
You can put
Parsons,
him on one hand.
Think Micah Parsons,
huh?
Maybe?
Oh, my God. Yeah, and there's five of them. I usually say there's six of them, just in case old age sets in and I forget one. Out of 32? We used to think the quarterback deal was really right pickings. 32 teams. Eight? Can you say eight?
I mean, where are you drawing the line of bona fide badass? I mean, that's where you go.
Just would have defined it, the bona fide badass. I mean, think about it. 32 teams. And all of these categories, that shows you how hard it is to be one of these dudes. These are pros. And out of 32, there aren't 10 elite in certain categories. You can't give me 10. That's how tough it is. And we're talking about game changers off the edge, 5? So you're not being negative in discussing talent. They're rare. That gives me all the more reasons to where I got to have one. If one's available, I've got to have it. And I definitely don't want to have to go against him 3 times. Because if you don't have him on your team and he's in your division, guess what? Got to deal with him 3 times.
Well,
can we chew on that?
How about this, Doc? What if they don't get him? He has some contract issues and stuff. I know that Browns can take a big cap hit by trading him, and there's some other issues. Say the Commanders don't get him, and I don't know where he'll go. Maybe not the Eagles. Who knows where? Would you be cool with, say, waiting a year and trying to get Micah Parsons from the Cowboys, who has a history with Dan Quinn and the Cowboys, and his contract ended?
Yeah, he's
over
one of
after
dudes
this year.
Too. Yeah, no, he's just like him. He's one of those guys.
Well, do you
T.J.
think,
Watt.
Would you rather wait a year? Because it sounds like you probably wouldn't have to give up as much.
No, I wouldn't
want to
wait a year.
But, I mean, you're not giving up a bunch of picks because he'd be a free agent. You know,
and I don't want to wait a year because a year is too long. And I'm on a year, I'm on a clock with J.D. 5.
All right.
I don't want to waste a moment of J.D. 5 because you just don't know. That's why priceless these things are. Look at the Lions.
Well, I don't know if you're wasting.
I know
a
we
year
don't want to admit
you're still
going to
have the picks that you're not giving up for Miles.
Yeah, but what is the 28th or 29th pick? I'm not worried about that. I'm not even worried about the second or third pick. You know how many picks we've had?
Yeah.
We've been terrible with all these picks. I think it's the most overrated thing in sports. Picks. We've had all these picks.
Well, I mean, it's how we got JD.
Yeah, but we got one out. Look how long we've been bad.
I know. We were making some bad picks for a while. That's the thing.
You've
now
been
we got
bad
someone
for
making
30
good
years?
Picks.
I do have to go 30 years for this?
Now we got someone making
Count
good
me
picks,
out.
Though. They're worth more when you got someone that's actually good at making picks making them.
Well, now, understand that. We were stuck on stupid. I understand that. This was catastrophic. No program may ever be stuck on stupid as long as this was. But I'm just
well,
kidding
they're
myself.
They're the Browns, too, though. Look at that.
I'm just kidding myself. Man, this is a slush pool. There's so much money in this sports, it attracts ignorance. This is a slush pool because these people don't care because they get paid no matter what. And we just like zombies. We just keep walking like the night of the living dead. No matter what, they play on our loyalty. And it's like we're addicts. We are addicts, and they know it. And our pride, we love the brand. We're going to just keep supporting it almost no matter what. And that's okay. Feels good, do it. But we've kind of survived that curse. Now all I'm saying now is that, do you want to just have a one-year feel-good year? Or do you want to be good for a decade? Do you want to be good, be in the hunt every year? Or is this just like a Pop-Tart? We just come up in the toaster and going back down. And what I'm saying is that I think this dude, he's that dude. What are we going to do about it? That's all I'm saying. We going to talk about it? Or we going to do something about it? We'll be right back. Boy, I love our audience because we have tackle football-centric people. PJ Jeffries, 175 on X, man. I feel you. He says, these are the best defensive ends in the league. What have they won? What Super Bowls have they? I'm waiting. This is a team game. We need players, not one great player. That's a fact. One great player don't win a Super Bowl. Philly has an all-star team, man. And you're absolutely right. And what I'm saying is that can you imagine them if they add him? No, it doesn't answer all your prayers here, but what we need is help. Our secondary needs to be boosted. We need to play the run better. I think one guy for us cures a number of problems. I'm just concerned about us being better. My thing is strategically, so that we improve and we don't help our adversaries get better and become even a superpower. Because if you add him to Philly or Dallas, I think that really aids them. I'm just concerned about us. But you make a great point, PJ. Appreciate you chopping in. Love it, man, when our people kick back and they have content. James Little says, build up our demeanor, talking about running up-tempo, no huddle. Here's what you got to understand. We don't stop the run well, and we don't run well enough to consider ourselves to be able to go to where we want to go. Agree or disagree? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Top of the hour, Professor Holder will join us, and we'll settle some scores. Look, you can look at this any way you want to look at it. The data's already in. We know we have a chance to really be good and be dangerous. So was Detroit. So was San Francisco. LA Rams were close. They have an exciting young defense. You talk about youth and enthusiasm. How about L.A., the Rams? Everybody's got some good pieces. Houston was just the darling of the dance. So this is going to be killer. Our schedule next year, killer. Everything is going to come at it. But we'll be better, too. Can you imagine JT5 next year? That was his opening act. So everybody's going to get better. All I'm saying, and I put it out there as a strategic piece, this is why I see it. Doesn't mean it's right. But to generate a way for us to even be better, will we throw up all over ourselves again the next time we get in the bright lights? I doubt it. But we've got to be able to stop the run. You got a better solution? Tell me how we stop the run better. Tell me how we run the ball better. You tell me. I'm open for discussion. Because what I saw, that dog ain't going to hunt. If we in the biggest game of our life and my opponent scores on the first play of the game, then we need to huddle. We definitely have to talk. If the guy I'm targeting, the guy with an X on his back, scores on the first play of the game, then we have to talk. We got to have a conversation. It ain't like his backup came in and it was a sneak attack. This was the primary target. So all I'm saying is that let's not kid ourselves. We really, really, really dug what we did. We got better. But we're not in this just to look good. We want to kiss the Lombardi. So how do we do it? How do we get over where the hump and get to where we want to go? Well, we're not going to just dream about it. We got to be about it. So this is what the suggestions were. And we chop it up. And we try to figure this thing out. Love the process. This is the fun part about this. Combines are coming up. As B. Mitch named this, he nailed this one. The Underwear Olympics. And a lot of you are going to get, Standick and Sheehan, the mock drafts, the mock schedules. And I love it. Live for this, man. I cannot wait. I think Standick has already dropped some of the mock, and now we're in it. But we're not first or second or third anymore. We're at the bottom of it. What good teams are. Now it's strategic. And what are we going after? O-line, D-line, DBs. This is the fun part. The fun part. But don't you want to do this again next year and again and again? Always be in this position to where we're not begging and hoping, but we've got a sense of pride. And that's what it's all about. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Listener Line. We appreciate you chopping in. Love y'all on X, man. Especially those of y'all with a football IQ, a tackle football IQ. I love that. Appreciate you. You keep kicking it out, we'll keep kicking it in. Heavy Metal, Christopher. This dude's fire never burns out. Marathon man, pulling long hours. We're going to take a break. We come back. Holder, last name, first name, Lou. Dr. Holder joins us, kicking it up right here. B. Mitch and Finley. Are they playing golf today? I don't think so. We'll be back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.